Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. Per usual, we'll do a countdown even though we don't need one. We're already into it. Back to you in the studio. Erin Andrews, straight off the highway and in her mountain home for the holidays. For what? How many days do you get for the holidays? One? Are we celebrating Christmas on the 23rd?
Yeah, we're going to celebrate tomorrow because I'll be in Green Bay for Christmas. But yeah, this eyeliner is still on from yesterday's Baltimore game.
Good for you.
It's effective.
Speaking of that Baltimore game, Aaron Rodgers actually saying something so funny. And I don't know.
He's good like that.
Him being like, Green Bay, no place you'd rather be for Christmas than in good old Green Bay. But that's where you will be. That was an exciting game last night that you had. So much fun. Obviously, this will air next week. But that was a great game. And then you go straight off the plane on the planes, trains, and automobiles. And now you're with your family and you get to celebrate for a hot second. So that's awesome.
It was actually more than that in terms of getting on a plane. So no risk it, no biscuit, right, BA?
Mm-hmm, ooh, of course.
No biscuit last night against the Saints. Okay, Dennis Allen. But I was trying to get on a flight, a direct out of Dulles. We're doing the game in Baltimore. So this is how my life is. Everybody's like, how are you getting home? What time? I don't know.
I asked you that question before your game started.
Everybody
like, what
did.
Were the options?
But if they ran the ball, I was good to make a 10 o'clock flight at an hour away. But if it went into overtime and that was looking like it was going to happen, I was like, I'm not going to make it. I have to figure out my travel. So while I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to ask Aaron Rodgers or, you know, are the Ravens like they're going for two? Are they going to win this thing? What's happening? Am I going to make this flight?
You know,
it's crazy. Mm-hmm. There's so much that goes into it. There's also a lot that goes into our job that I think people don't really understand. And I had, for the first time in my career, something happened to me that really affected me. And look, we take our jobs really, really seriously. And we are in front of a live mic. And what people, I think the hardest part about being a sideline reporter is I get 15 seconds. If there's not an interception, mm-hmm. a fumble, mm-hmm. an injury, flag. So I get that. And you spend the whole week getting ready for it. I did my first hit last night, just about the toe, the fractured toe. I was going to try to get in a little bit about Green Bay's offensive line, but there wasn't a lot of time. You don't want to complicate things. I complicated things. I went and I took a quote from Wink Martindale, the defensive coordinator from the Baltimore Ravens. And I thought it was a great quote. He said, you know, our number one priority is to stop the run. Our second thing is to make sure Aaron Rodgers leaves sore. Then I was going to transfer. Well, he's already hurt because that fractured in my freaking hit. I said they want him to leave hurt. I didn't even know I said it because I was thinking that his toe is already hurt. Mm-hmm. I mixed up the words. So I'm sitting there. I'm on the sidelines. Full disclosure, this is how it happens. I didn't even know I messed up. Usually, you know, you mess up and you're like, oh God, I would have corrected it on air. Didn't know. Had no clue. Packers PR came up to me and said,
who you're close with.
Very tight. The entire organization. I'll be sitting there with the doc talking about, you know, all my ailments. But I got a blister. What do I need to do? I got a zit. What do I do? And they said, did the Ravens say they wanted to hurt Aaron Rodgers? And I said, no, that's not what I said. And they said, well, what did you say? And I said, his quote was, and then I had to go back and look at the quote. Did I dream up that quote? I'm sweating my armpits. I'm already wearing 6 layers of thermal underwear. So I'm like, this is your biggest nightmare. You don't want to misquote anyone. You don't want to say anyone tried to hurt anyone. Like Huntley's driving down the field, 3 and out. What? I don't even care. I'm like, what the fuck just happened? So I look at the quote. I'm like, the quote was there. And I go, I didn't say it wrong. Well, then I check Twitter and people are saying, oh my God, the Ravens want to hurt Aaron Rodgers. This is so, I can't believe. And so I was like, my armpits are sweating right now talking to you about this. So I'm like, holy shit. So I get on my mic and I just ask my producer, do you have 2 seconds? Because he's dealing with a lot. He's putting the game up graphics. Right. Like, we're throwing to Kurt. We're throwing to you. He's like, you didn't say hurt. And I was like, yeah, I didn't think so. But I'm still checking Twitter. And listen, not Twitter is like the Bible. But I'd also like to come back to Twitter and be like, hey, guys, I didn't say it.
They also pick up on, they being the collective public, picks up on everything, you know? So it's not that you want it, that the letter of the law, but if there's a innumerable amount of people saying something, then you're like, well, God, it is true. And again, it's an inadvertent mistake, but now you're having to backtrack.
But now I'm in it. And the last thing you want is you don't want a head coach thinking, I'm misinterpreting what they think. I'm lying. I'm panicking. So I text my dad because my dad's watching, diehard Packers fan. But plus
he's also downstairs. Tell him I said hi.
I will. So I just said, hey, can you go back and look? Like, can you rewind the DVR? And he did. And he wrote back and he goes, you said hurt. And I go, Dad, I didn't. And he goes, you did. But he goes, if you think about it, it's kind of, I said, Dad, I got to fix this. So next break, I said to my producer, I'm freaking out. I got to fix this. I don't want Wink Martindale. I don't want John Harbaugh. I don't want the Ravens. I don't want the Packers fan base thinking I effed this up or they, you know, wanted to hurt him. So I came back on. I was so nervous. I said, I misspoke. I got the words wrong. I even put something out on Twitter because I wanted to clear it up. I am going to write a note to Wink Martindale and apologize.
Aww.
I just feel, dude, I didn't sleep last night. I had chest pains. I just don't want to piss people off and I don't want to go about it the wrong way. I also start thinking in my head as my face is getting hot right now. I just had this car commercial come out. Like, you don't want people to be like, oh, she's so into herself. She's got a car commercial. She can't even get the report right. Do you know how hard it is with these words, man? All right, I'm done. I'm done. I'm also sweating in my stomach.
Nope. You have, and I one of many reasons that people love you is because you will pull the curtain back and it'd be like, hey, I messed that up. Like, obviously that was not my intention. But are you a robot? I mean, things happen, mistakes happen, and it's not the end of the world. It was inadvertent. You go out, you're sweet to even write an apology note to him, but it's a mistake, and who cares? My thing is, and we were texting after the game, like, I love you get the best out of these guys, especially in a post game, and like Aaron Rodgers is so, like, and Terry commented on the post game.
What did he say?
Was like, So Aaron laughed or was laughing and you go, what are you laughing at?
What's so funny?
Right?
Because I didn't know if I was missing something. I was like, is something happening?
Totally. But that's good on you. So it's like, and then all of a sudden he opens up and he like says all these other things that wouldn't have been a good follow-up had you not pushed just a simple laughter thing. And so they come out and then Terry's like, he was just saying like how cool it is to like be on a team with like guys give him a hard time and it's so much fun and there's all these personalities on the sideline and it's like it's just they're having like this awesome time. And so Terry, who has been very public in his criticism of Aaron Rodgers, also was quick to applaud. He's like, I love how light he is and how much fun he's having right now. And it was all predicated off the fact that you did a simple follow-up. So I know you're your own worst critic and then you want to draw parallels about you can't have a successful campaign, but that's also why you are where you are is because, and I know that a lot of people that listen to this podcast are aspiring broadcasters and I know because they write in our Calm Down podcast, here's a plug, Instagram. We do look at it and people ask for advice. And I think the biggest thing that you can say is, hey, I messed that up. Here's a quick retraction and keep it moving. I appreciate that you care so much because I know there's a lot of people who will remain nameless who are like, whatever, like that's on them. If they take that personally, who cares? Like it was a misquote. They know what I meant or like, you know, they deflect it. So I think it's a good thing that you take it personally. It means you care and it was unintentional. So
I still am sweating, by the way, my stomach. Wow. I wish I would get toner as I was sweating. The second you apologize on Instagram, like I fully did. I said, this is what happened. I mixed up the words. It was a really dumb thing. I'm an idiot. I wanted to write asshole. But then I thought if it goes on a paper somewhere, then that doesn't look great. And I was like, I apologize. People right away are like,
yeah,
it's okay. Where they're normally like, you dick.
Yep. mm-hmm. Yeah. Because guess what? We're a culture that's quick to build people up and tear people down.
Yeah.
And you and I have both had stuff happen to us. And I remember my dad's advice through all of the ups and downs of my own life, personal, professional. He goes, why don't you just take the power out of what people can say? The minute that you say sorry, what more can they keep saying?
Yeah.
Well, you've already acknowledged what's happened or you've already called out the elephant in the room and then keep it moving. So good on ya, as you like to say. I'll never forget one time though in entertainment, it was right when I started and I had to interview Charlize Theron. Whoa, goddess that she is. Somebody get me a Jour Dior.
J'adore. I like Jour Dior, by the way.
Am I familiar with the set? I'm familiar with that gold gown and that would fit my arms. So I have to interview her and she had just broken up with Sean Penn.
Oh yeah.
And
they were together.
My producer goes, well, we have to ask about it. Of course, as you know, in the world of publicists, the first thing the publicist says to me is nope, no asking about, nope. So I'm just starting and I don't want to piss off Charlize Theron and her publicist. So she
comes
up.
I want perfume.
Exactly. Two spritz. Are you a two spritz or a four spritz or 2, 4, 6, 8? Who do you appreciate? We'll get to that after the break.
Let's do it, because it is one of my favorite things to do.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
My nose is running. Is it cold in here or is that my heart? Okay. So she comes up and all I say is, how are you doing? And she's like, I'm good. I'm really good. Stop down. I finished the proverbial questions about the movie, the whole thing. The interview comes out. I will not say who did it, but there's an editor and there's a producer who got together and took out that I'm good, everything's good, and butted up against a VO pretending that I asked the question about her relationship. So it totally manipulated. Well, I'm telling you, because it was just a thing. And so I was so upset that it was taken out of context, because then the publicist calls the show and was like, why are you manipulating quotes anyway? So it became a thing. And I learned very quickly. It was like, let's just call it what it is. Anyways, I'm just trying to say, like, don't worry about miss saying a quote on air, because her quotes were taken completely out of context. So anyways, back to the perfume. Are you spraying out and walking in? What do we got?
So I spray out, walk in, and do a turn.
Wow, your turns are very different than most turns. Yours are like triple axel, Nancy Kerrigan. What? How many turns are we doing? Turn
just
the page.
One, and I'll do it anywhere. In a green room, I'll do it in the bathroom, whatever. But I'm not kidding. J'adore. I'm a big fan of J'adore. I'm not going to lie. The other one I'm really into, a certain, you know, really important model wears it. And I think that's what she wears, because it smells like it. So I got it because of her. Pleasures, what? Which is an old high school favorite, but damn,
is that Estee Lauder?
It smells so good. Yeah, they're both Estee Lauder, actually. And what was the other one? My girlfriend, Ashley, who you know, Ashley, she does something 29. It's not Santal 26, it's something 29. Oh, I wasn't out to dinner with you.
I was
out to
dinner with Lalabo.
Yeah. I was out to dinner with Jillian and I smelled it and I was like, is Ashley here? 3 cents I die for, but a spray turn.
Okay. I'm aggressive. I am like, basically, like I've been at the Nordstrom's counter all day long, sampling, looking for the coffee beans to clear the palate. I am all over. I'll even go into the hair.
Oh.
You're like this with breath. I have a real phobia that anyone can say I have bad breath or I smell bad. Mm-hmm. So always with the Altoids, always with the perfume, the rollers, the extra things. So I go excessive on the spray. Like it's to the point where someone's like, the minute they're like, whoa, I love your perfume. I'm like, you don't. It's too aggressive.
No,
I understand.
It smells great.
I'll do a lot of samples. I'm into the Tom Ford Black Cherry. For those of you at home asking, no one asked. Okay. So we are looking, it is Christmas week. By the time this bad boy airs next week, Christmas will be over on to the new year. Christmas traditions, a story that we loved last week, the collective was the story about the underwear.
Oh, yeah.
So what other fun traditions do the Andrews family have? Because I know there's a lot of them. Are we watching Christmas Vacation every night leading up to Christmas? Like, when does it start?
We are. It starts as soon as my parents come. Hey, Ken. What other good Christmas traditions?
Ken, get up here right now.
Carissa wants you to come up here. What other good Christmas traditions do we have? I'm going to have to change the old speaker situation. Hold, please.
For anyone that doesn't know the fabulous individual that is Kendra Andrews, you are in for a treat. She is an angel of all the angels, you little beauty. Oh, I want to give you a big hug right now.
Hi, lover.
Can you hear me?
I miss you.
Hi, honey. We're talking about Andrews Christmas traditions, which are aplenty.
Yeah. Big one, since we were kids, we would wake up on Christmas morning and the Perry Como album would already be playing and cinnamon rolls would be in the
Tell
oven.
The story about Dad with the chestnuts.
Oh, boy. So cinnamon
roasting
rolls
on an open fire?
Yeah. They were like projectile missiles. But yes, so cinnamon rolls in the oven, spiked coffee.
Which I'm drinking right
in the
now,
coffee?
By the way.
We always do like Bailey's in the coffee.
Cute.
But he loves like setting the scene before we even get up. Like he's a little elf.
Tell me what you mean. And grab a chair. Your skin is radiating, by the way.
Get cozy.
Get cozy immediately.
Anywhere. Sorry, Ashley.
Do you guys
get right there?
Fragile. Does anyone say you guys look alike? Because sometimes I think you guys look a lot alike and sometimes I don't see it. Right now I feel like you guys are twins.
Really? Because we're tired and we don't have any makeup on?
Nope. Nope, that's not it at all. Look at these little cuties.
Yeah, so set the scene. What does dad do?
So he gets up before mom and dad. They get up before everyone is up, and they want to set the whole mood. So they put Perry Como's greatest hits on, greatest Christmas hits, and cinnamon rolls are going, coffee.
Wait, tell the story about how we got wasted one Christmas Eve watching Home Alone, and then we thought somebody was breaking into our house.
Literally thought we were being burgled.
We were that hammered.
I mean, what? I run high on anxiety anyways, and Aaron and I do like late night rap-a-thons where
I pay her to do my rappings,
whatever. So
oh, not like actual rapping, like Notorious B.I.G., like Christmas rapping. Got it. Because who knows in this household?
Doing what I can, gonna eat everything to the appearance of man. Yo. Anyways, so
Mrs. Doubtfire.
So we do late night present rap-a-thons, and I think that's what we were doing. We were drinking and rapping, and it was probably midnight. And
so late.
We heard very
we
suspicious.
Watched Home Alone.
Yeah. So we like already had it in our heads that we were going to be burgled. And we hear suspicious noises. We hear like a rap tap tapping.
Like, it just doesn't. This is not good.
It doesn't sound good. And it keeps getting worse. And we're like ear to the wall. We're like crouching around, like hammered on our hands and knees, like crawling around, trying to look out windows, peering out windows. And we were terrified, like hearts racing. We were like, we got to wake up mom and dad because it's happening.
Well, then we passed out from the alcohol.
And then we come to find out it's actually like
how old were you guys when this was this last year or?
No, this was like a few years ago. It was just the sprinklers in Florida turning on.
It was like the water tapping up against the windows, but we were convinced.
We got up hungover for Christmas the next morning. We were we thought someone was breaking into the house.
We thought it was Harry and Marv. Marv. We thought it was Harry and Marv.
I was hoping it was Santa Claus at midnight.
Chestnuts. Our little angel wanted to be very festive and roast chestnuts.
Who does that, Steve Andrews?
Clark Christmas elf. So he put them in a pan, and shortly thereafter, they started shooting like missiles.
They were like BBs in a gun
across the room. Like we were literally
Red Ryder BB
hitting the deck.
Oh my god!
They were flying everywhere. It was a very active Christmas. I also think that's the one where I was passing tissue paper across the table, and it was
fire.
Set ablaze. That goes up real quick.
Stop it! Yeah. How about Kendra with that? It was a very active Christmas.
Very active.
Also, my dad, he won't be wearing them here, but my dad in Florida has these like very Florida-esque jean shorts that are long, hit him at his knee. So we call them his Bevo shorts.
Angel.
And because they look like Beavis and Butthead shorts. And so he was like ducking these chestnuts in his Bevo shorts.
In jean shorts.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You guys have to do this. This is when I used to cover hockey. So I was at the United Center. It's when the Blackhawks are making their run. And you know how you can specialize hockey sweaters, we'll say it the right way, sweaters. I put Griswold on the back of a Blackhawks jersey.
So good.
And gave it to him he wore that thing forever. I think he passed it on to my brother or something like
that.
But that was always a classic because anyone that knows the movie Christmas Vacation knows that Clark wears that on Christmas morning. Okay, good. So then Christmas Eve, I always watch It's a Wonderful Life with my dad and everyone else falls asleep and then I end up falling asleep. But we always watch that as the last movie of the night. What's your guys' like go to bed tradition? Anything movie wise? Because you guys are a big movie family.
But I feel like we mix it up, right? Like,
we just always have them on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be anything like National Lampoon's Elf.
We always have, I'm not going to be home for Christmas, but we always have A Christmas Story on for Christmas morning.
Yeah. That runs on loop.
Good. Ralphie.
On TNT.
The bunny slippers. Oh, well.
Oh, cute. The full zip up Christmas Vacation. You have the full zip up?
No, I got everybody just bunny slippers. When I was doing a Browns game, I went to the real house from A Christmas Story. My breath is so bad.
Right.
I'm sorry. It's horrible. It's like ridiculous. I got everybody the slippers.
So, Ken, was Aaron a good, like, was she a sweet big sister or were you guys like, what was the relation? Oh, we're going yes.
We're
and
very
no.
tight. We were always tight, but I was a dick.
Well, you know what I think we're so lucky is the biggest thing we fought over was our mom's hairbrush that we stole. Like our poor mom.
It had good bristles.
Really there got was in the like, scalp.
Why did we designate this one brush as the only usable brush in the household? It was my mom's blue brush. It was my mom's blue brush. We like copped that so quick and like what jerks we were. And we would like fight amongst ourselves, like who got to have it.
Well, evidenced by this shot right here in you guys' luscious locks. I can see why we're fighting over a brush. I mean, there's so much hair in this family.
But I like we were such jerks. We stole it from her. And then like that was like our biggest argument. So I think we were really lucky. And you know what else I think is really special? We had dance to share.
And I sucked.
Oh, stop.
I was the worst. So I got in a really bad growth spurt when I was young. And so I was always back, middle, or backside. No offense to you kids out there, but when you're 5'7" in third grade, that's not the best like point in your life, but it gets better, you know? Especially when you do interviews with guys at the end of games and you're looking at them in the eyes and you're not like way, way low. No offense to short sideline reporters. No problem with you. But I paid my dues as a third grader. I'm going to tell you.
And we're going to brag about Kendra right now because Kendra is everything that I want in a 5, 6, 7, 8. I can't tell you how many times when I've been around you and I'm like, I have like asked Kendra, like I'm, you know, a charity case to dance with me for a couple hours because it makes my spirit happy. And you have so much patience. Because trying to learn like 1 minute of routine is like 7 hours later. This bitch can dance.
If you remember, we spent the majority of the time rolling on the floor laughing, like me trying to not like pee my pants from laughter. Like just
you're
like
such
crying,
a good dancer though.
Laughing, roaring, because we had such a good time.
Can we put that video up on the Calm Down Podcast IG?
I had so much fun doing that. You were so nice to be patient.
Oh, yeah, from all those years ago. It was the most fun. We got to do it again. I can't wait. We are long overdue.
I know. We have to do it again. So you fought over the hairbrush, but majority of the time we got along.
Yeah. And like what I was saying is like it's so special that we were able to share dance as like something that bonded us so closely. We weren't competitive.
Yeah,
we weren't even
insecure. I saw.
Shut up. We were very supportive of each other. And it was also, it required us to like figure out how to get along, you know, like because
I like that
we spend so much time with each other and we had mutual friends and our mom and dad were so involved with it. So it was so special that that's something that we could always connect with and relate to each other with and share.
That's so sweet. Okay. So Aaron's told a lot of different stories about you guys on this podcast, but one of them was about lying about, were you drinking, Aaron, or Kendra was drinking or someone? What was the story? Was it her? Kendra's pointing to you.
Oh, when I tried a cigarette in.
Yes.
Third grade, far too, I mean, listen, far too young.
Those parents that were watching you at that house should be in jail.
We were on our own, my friend and I, and we found a pack and were curious. And I figured out immediately it was not for me and I couldn't handle it. Actually, that was you told on me when I did a keg stand my junior year.
Oh.
I admitted when I smoked a cigarette to my parents at brunch the next morning at Casa Gallardo, which
great
is where
buffet.
We which
oh,
is
God,
where
your
we have brunch.
Memory is impact. I can't remember yesterday, let alone your Mexican restaurant that you were at.
We frequented this place a lot. I loved it. So we were at brunch at Casa Gallardo, and this was the following morning after I had smoked a cigarette. And my dad and my sister had gone up to the buffet and I was sitting there with my mom and I just like took one look at her and started bawling and was like, I have something to tell you. And then I just came out with it and she was like, oh, please, you're fine. Like, don't sweat it. She was kind of like chuckling a little bit. And she's like, if that's the worst thing you do, we're fine. Like,
what was the worst thing Aaron did that she's not willing to admit? Rat her out. What was the worst thing Aaron did that she's not willing to admit? Rat her out.
Oh, like as a kiddo?
Square.
She was a square. Again, told on me because I did a keg stand at my junior prom.
Tattletale.
She told on me because I said there wasn't gonna be booze at the party that I went to. And I told Aaron that I did a keg stand. And then she told my parents. And oh boy.
Oh. I would love to know what my parents did to put the fear in God of us.
Well, it's easy.
We were school. I was a square.
They
still am.
They, I will tell you, they made it very clear to us that they would not let us dance if we got in trouble and if we acted out, if our grades slipped, if we got in trouble, if we couldn't get along, they were not messing around. And I'm so grateful.
Miss Teresa, if we talked back,
I did
or did or fought, we had to call Miss Teresa and tell her why we were missing ballet, and it was so traumatic.
But like,
Miss
Teresa
was a great deterrent.
Can I tell you now, as a teacher of young children, I call my parents constantly and thank them for putting their foot down.
I don't. For, it scarred me.
No, it didn't. For having boundaries, for saying no, for making us call adults and apologize when we messed up. Like,
it's like me apologizing for Wink Martindale.
Always apologizing. This Andrews family. They do not want to mess up. I respect that about you too.
But that is what put the fear in us, is that we knew if we got out of line, they would not let us go to dance. And we were unwilling to pay that price.
Oh my God.
That was so traumatic.
It wasn't like, oh, that's just something you go to regardless. We had to earn that. And I want to
know where your guys' love of Disneyland came. I'm not a Disneyland gal. Like, I'm not.
Hold on.
Oh, what do we got?
I got something to tell you.
Tell me.
One of the questions I asked my dad like a few months ago was, what is one of your favorite memories of Disney, you know, with us as
getting
a family?
Getting drunk with us at Disney.
We have so many. And he listed, Carissa, you're going to die when you see this. When I tell you there are 1,000 pictures on there that he put up that I've never seen. Aww. It's our annual passes from when we're like 5 years old. My dad still holds
Aaron hasn't seen this yet, right?
Not flattering things like, for me.
It's me with like a bowl cut hair.
By the way, we all had them. Am I bringing it back? What is this? No, I look Kendra's like I should be at Disneyland level. With
it's
this hairdo.
It's the only way to make my husband cry is Kendra's hair.
We send Jarrett pictures like of my like, yeah, kiddo hairdos all the time. So yes, dad filled out a whole story. This was my long story. Dad filled out a whole story worth about his memories of Disney. And he has so many. And he would talk about, like, you know, getting us up when we were like toddlers and taking us there. And like, he'd run down the day, like at 9 a.m. we were here, and at 11 a.m. we'd stop here. And then we'd go to Liberty Tavern for lunch. And like, he had it all.
He loved
like,
it.
Mapped out. My guy loves an itinerary. And it was, I just reading it, I like tears just streaming down my eyes. So I can't wait to like have that in a book. Sorry, that was a long answer to your very short question.
No, not at all. By the way, it's our podcast. You can tell all the stories you want. We want all the stories.
Say it.
I just wanted to know because, I mean, is this a Florida thing or what was like, where was it a princess thing? Because I loved Cinderella and I always loved the idea of being rescued and like the whole like sweet story behind her. But I didn't like, you guys love Disney and I don't relate in the same way.
I think it's because we see the youth and our parents, and like we can see like that child like spirit in our parents when they are at Disney, when they talk about Disney, all things Disney, like it.
But it's about Walt.
But like, yeah, that's it. It like we see Walt in our parents. We see, you know,
it's not the princesses.
No,
we love the princesses. Like we still go to the princesses' breakfast, and they're like, "Can I get a picture?"
No,
Aaron, like, you got engaged at Disneyland.
You have to take the pictures like this, though.
We will get lit at Cinderella's castle. We have been.
Yeah,
but, as long as there's alcohol, we'll get lit at Disneyland.
Oh no, you have to drink before because there's not. But
no, there isn't. No, California, the California one. There's alcohol. There's like a whole wine festival that I need to go to. Maybe that's where you'll get me to go to Disneyland.
There's alcohol at Epcot.
Which is amazing.
Drinking around the world. Ooh. That's a move.
Wow. There's something I've never done. Shocker. okay. So that was I was just curious where the Disney affinity came from. Okay. That makes sense. And that's adorable. So are we wearing matching jammies tonight? What are we doing? Do we have the wear jammies that we can all put on? What's going on here?
I don't know. We haven't even unpacked yet.
Yeah. I literally was just unloading groceries right before I came up here.
Oh, well, I'm so jealous that you guys all get to be together and we just love you, Ken, obviously.
Love you. Thanks for letting me hang out with you guys.
Come on anytime. There's plenty of everything.
Plenty of everything.
Love you. 5, 6, 7, 8. Was it step up 2? What was she in?
Oh yeah, what are you? Step up 3. She's the redhead in it.
God. Oh, that before I don't think we were even friends yet. I saw her on the cover and that red hair, Badu for days, that one.
And five and six and seven and eight. What do you got the rest of the week, girl?
So cute. What do I got the rest of the week? I am going to go take in my own little winter wonderland and go up to the lake. And it's snowing up there, so I'm going to spend some time there with my pups. I'm actually not going home this year for Christmas. I will miss being around my family, but they're coming down here and going to spend a lot of time with me in the near future. So I would have had to fly back on Christmas Day anyways, because we have the show Sunday. So I'm just going to do my own little at home version of Christmas. So yeah, it'll be good. I'm going to make some cookies. I'm going to do the whole thing. So I'm looking forward to that. Different, but the same. And what else do I have? Good. Yeah. I mean, I can't believe it's going to be week 16. You're probably ready to get off the road. You're back in Green Bay, as we talked about. But I'm going to carry on our little tradition. I'm trying to be consistent about this because I really, really love our wonderful listeners of question, comment, and concern.
Oh, here we go.
So Balance Plan and Pamper. This looks like a brand, which I'm interested in. Fine. You got a lot of feedback about the zit that you wanted to pop before the game. You wouldn't pop it before the game. So the comment here from them is, oh man, I would not be able to resist. A lot of feedback on that. Like, how did you know it was ready? Because I know that you know that I know when it's ready.
Because it was festering all morning. And then Jillian put makeup on it before we got to the field. And literally 20 minutes before I did that Instagram live, I was like seeing it like I'm seeing it now right here when you check out our podcast on YouTube. Hey, there's a segue. And I could just see the head. It was ready to go. And I was just like, Jillian. And she goes, don't you dare. And like the players are on the field. Like we're getting ready for the anthem. Like they've just like they've done their runouts. And I'm like, come on. It'll only bleed for a little like freaking 15 minutes. You know, it's fine. Like we're good here.
Oh, plus, so can you see?
I can wipe off the residue, you know. Okay, so she's like, no, no. And then, of course, I don't land until 1 a.m. 1:30, I get back to the house from Baltimore and I go to town and I didn't
get it.
Like, no, the whitehead like fell back into my skin because I think it was so cold in Baltimore and I tried to get it. Now I've just created a welt.
Damn it. There's a short window where you can.
I know. Jillian wouldn't let me do it.
The window closed. Now we got a whole situation.
Now we got a.
Dang it. Nothing feels better, though, than when you do have patience and then you get it. You're like, this was all worth it. Right, Daisy?
All worth it.
All worth it. Okay. The question from Sarah White Conley, which is very sweet of her. She asked, details on your boots, please. This was from yesterday as well. So what boots were you wearing yesterday?
Boots with the fur. I don't know. I've got to find out. And when I find out, I'll post it on the Calm Down podcast. I got a lot of questions about those boots. I got to check in with Alyssa Green on it.
Okay, perfect. And then we have another one from Agent Jay. He said, loving the pod, look forward to it every week. I have a question for Carissa. You made a handshake with Josh Allen a while back, and do you plan on making one with Aaron? Are we into handshakes? It's kind of a guy thing. We're not really into handshakes. But Josh Allen has handshakes with all of his teammates. A fun fact in that interview, I learned that he throws up before games. He's probably been throwing up a lot before
games
recently.
I find that to be incredible.
With their little skid. And hopefully...
I want to pop a zip before a game and maybe get my first report right. That'd be something.
This one. She's going to, by the way, she's thinking about this for until the season's over. Stop.
Oh, yeah.
As you always tell me, stop.
This is karma.
I have one other thing. Sarah Kelly, which is so sweet. She wrote a really long deal. But remember when I said my mom always throws a tangerine in our stockings?
Oh, yeah.
She had a whole story of where it all came from, which was awesome. But then she wanted to tell you, this is a comment, that I have followed Aaron since Dancing with the Stars. And although you are very missed, it's so nice to see you working on bigger and better things and wishing the best for you and Jarrett always. Really, really sweet.
Very sweet. So,
wanted you guys to know that we look at everything you send. We appreciate it. And here's a plug. We have merchandise. It's not too late. Go ahead and buy your family members or friends a mug, a sweatshirt. So Calm Down merch also available, all the things. So keep sending us questions. And Aaron, you're really good about jumping on. I will be better about it on our Instagram. But Ryan's telling us we can rap whenever.
Cool. I want to watch these football games.
Yes, alive and well. I will talk to you, for those of you guys that listen to us regularly. Again, we appreciate it. Happy holidays to each and every one of you. Be safe. And if you have any questions, send them our way. We will answer them either on a video or on the next podcast.
Everybody stay healthy and safe. T's and P's to those who need them. And I had another offensive lineman stop me yesterday and tell me about the Calm Down podcast. Hold up.
I also have something else I need to ask before we conclude this.
I know a certain NHL coach that stopped my husband and said he was a big fan of the Calm Down podcast.
Really? Who was it? I have a question while we wait for that. Is Jarrett
What's
coming
that?
Up?
No.
So I just did it because I'm noticing it's happening. I have a lot of tension lately, as as you know. Have you ever had, and if anyone's ever had this, it's all in my jaw. I feel like I can't talk. Have you ever had that happen when you're really stressed out?
I'm sure my husband and my broadcasting crew would love me to stop talking.
I have had this jaw situation.
I just break out.
All of this tension. I've literally never in my life had it. We've had some real stressful moments, but I'm getting all. So if anyone knows this feeling or has had it, I feel like I'm like getting numb in my jaw from like nerves or something. It's very weird. It feels debilitating. And I keep like, my mouth is like going like off to the side. I'm very nervous. Does anyone have a doctor? This has gotten like increasingly worse throughout this podcast.
I keep focusing on the welt on the right side of my face. I'm going to go pour a glass of wine and watch. Who's playing? The Brownies?
The Browns and the Raiders.
Let's go.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.